The Egyptian military assuming command after President Hosni Mubarak of Egypt steps down. They are announcing they will suspend the Egyptian constitution and form a new constitution, new elections, new parliament in the country. Joining me right now, because I want to get perspective around the world, and I am pleased to be joined in a world-exclusive interview with the chief of Hamas in the Gaza Strip, Dr. Mahmoud Al-Zahar. Dr. Al-Zahar, I will begin immediately. Mubarak steps down. Is this a positive or negative development for the Middle East?
I think because it is the attitude of the Egyptian, it is positive for the Egyptian. And any leader who will be not supported by his people, he will not be in favor of the Arab countries. So implementation of democracy, implementation of justice, supporting the Palestinian issue in particular, and also the Arabic unity, will be in favor of the Arabs as well.
Now, do you believe that what we saw in Egypt in the last 2 weeks, and now with the ouster of Mubarak, that this is part of a larger story, that it began in Tunisia, continued in Egypt, and that we will now see other regimes overthrown throughout the Arab and Middle Eastern world?
You know, the Arab countries are suffering from the long-term ruining by leaders who are not believing in democracy. So it is not a secret to see that now, today, there are problems between the authority and the people. Jordan, there were demonstrations there. In Yemen, there are a lot of debates between the authority and others. So it is not a secret to say that the phenomena of the change is present all over the Arab countries.
Do you believe that this will also spread to the Palestinian territories, to the Gaza Strip, to the West Bank, where actually the Palestinian Authority president, as we know, Mahmoud Abbas, he's been in office since 2009 illegally. The elections expired in 2009. Today, Abbas announcing he will hold new elections. So do you believe that we will see a similar kind of revolution in the Palestinian areas where your group, where Hamas seems to be far more popular than the Palestinian Authority? Do you believe this will spread to the Palestinian territories?
Election cannot be achieved without internal Palestinian reconciliation. You can't do election in absence of the others, and you can't describe it as illegal. So now he is calling for election in West Bank and Gaza. It is impossible for Hamas people and other factions like Islamic Jihad to participate while he is cracking down everybody. And it is impossible to do it here in Gaza without participation of the West Bank. So without an internal Palestinian reconciliation, it will be a fabricated story.
We're speaking with Dr. Mahmoud Al-Zahar, chief of Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Now, getting back to Egypt, Dr. Al-Zahar, do you believe that the revolution there, that the downfall of Mubarak will lead to a better political position, better political situation for the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt? Do you believe that this will finally be the day of the coming of the Muslim Brotherhood to power?
The justice system and the judicial system will be much better than before, because the abnormal situation in Egypt enforces some security sections to crack down the Egyptian people to the degree of killing, and as you watched in last events. Democracy will bring the people who are representing the majority. As I heard in media from Muslim Brotherhood leaders, that they are not intended to be the first one.
Right.
They are going to participate by one-third of the number of the parliament. They can achieve more than that. But now, in the expected era, they are going to participate only by one-third of their power. And the second point, they are not going to represent themselves as for a presidential election. This is the first step, but they are going to participate in the local councils in order to serve the people and to reconstruct what is destroyed by the corruptive long-term systems.
Now, the Muslim Brotherhood in Jordan has hailed the events in Egypt as